I'm going to read this in my best movie trailer voice. Here it goes. You're the boss now, and if the flag is stolen, you are fired. You'll be given a daily budget to purchase and upgrade towers, but be careful. Your success will depend on how well you save. That's the description of a new game called Save the Camp. It's designed to help teach kids basic financial skills. And joining me now is Sarah Ray from Meridian Credit Union and Ian Hartland from the Learning Partnership. Ian, how did I do on my promo? Do you think I could advertise
it?
It was amazing.
Yeah, you did a great job.
Tell us about this game and how it works.
Okay, so this game is a tower defense game. I don't know how familiar you are with that kind of
genre. I have a 7-year-old, and she gets very limited screen time, so I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Okay, well, probably the most famous example of the tower defense genre. No. Plants vs. Zombies?
No.
Okay, so this is a really classic tower defense game. In games like this, players are tasked with building towers to defend against waves of enemies. What we've done is taken that genre of game but put a spin on it. And instead of players being able to buy those towers with cash, we've also allowed them to buy those towers with credit.
Oh, what's the interest rate on the card that you're giving them?
Well, it actually depends. So the way we've set it up is players really have to manage that credit. We're not going to give you enough money in each level to buy all the towers you need to succeed. Instead, you're going to have to play with that credit card and manage the debt. If you pay it off effectively at the end of each level, then your interest rate's going to decrease, your interest rate on your savings is going to increase, etc.
Sarah, this game's targeted at age 7 to 10 years old. What's the specific takeaway that you're going for?
Ooh, we are going for, first and foremost, have fun. First and foremost, have a ton of fun. Our kids are, as you said, spending so much time on those devices. We want that, those 10,000 hours that a kid's going to spend by the time they're age 21, you know, video gaming and on their mobile games, we want to turn that into a financial literacy opportunity.
Right. I love that you said have fun because Abby has read a bunch of these. This is my 7-year-old. She's read a bunch of books about personal finance, and she will delineate between what are the ones, it's just a book and it happens to talk about money, and what is like the school version of book. So fun is important. Yeah. Of the personal finance lessons, of the financial literacy lessons, what would be a couple of them that you want a student to be able to maybe even recount after playing the game?
Yeah. So it's really, spending wisely, budgeting, and then saving.
Okay, that's good. Now, Ian, there's a bunch of games, there's books, there's apps, there's a whole bunch of stuff already out there. What would you say is unique about this one?
I think what's unique is, first of all, we're really trying our best to blend fun and learning. I remember the types of educational games that I played when I was a kid. This was like Math Blasters. Really, these were like quiz sheets that were dressed up as games, but didn't really have deep game mechanics that make us want to play them. So that's what we've done here. We've actually looked to entertainment titles, games that are purely designed for fun and entertainment, and looked at why those succeed, and then tied those game mechanics to financial literacy lessons.
Sarah, where'd the idea come from? How did Meridian and Learning Partnership come together?
Yeah, we built this game to support our members and our communities. And this topic of this pressing need for our members who are parents in having a tangible solution that can help them to teach their kids about money is something we've heard a lot about, a lot of demand for this type of solution in the last few years. And, even at our last year at our annual member meeting, a passionate parent with a 12-year-old daughter sitting next to him said literally to our CEO, do you have something that can help me to teach my kid about money? My daughter feels she isn't learning much on this topic in her grade 7 classroom. Could you support schools in resolving this issue? And fortunately, we were already underway with the Learning Partnership working to develop this solution.
Ian, why was this an appealing one for Learning Partnership from your standpoint?
Few things. One, financial
money,
literacy.
Money, cash. You're like, wow, what are we getting out of this? Because you're not for profit, right?
We're not for profit, yeah. But what we generally do is we work between business and education to fill gaps that exist in the school system and support public education by creating these types of solutions. So I think that's where it starts for us, is we knew that there was a gap here in terms of the curriculum. Financial literacy is an area that teachers, they're concerned about. They know it's an important issue for students. But it's not really directly addressed in the curriculum. We're seeing the Ontario Ministry now kind of pivot and add it to a grade 10 course. But in general, it's kind of in this odd spot. So what we want to do is develop resources so that teachers have more options when it comes to addressing these topics.
And where do parents get it? From the App Store?
Yeah, it's totally free. Like you said, we're non-for-profit, right? So the game is completely free due to Meridian's generous support. You can get it on the App Store, on Google Play, and you can also play it in a web browser at savethecamp.ca.
Well, I'm not sure who wants to answer this, but tell me about the experience of you observing kids who are playing it. Or what are you hearing? What are they saying? I mean, you've rolled it out. I'm sure you tested it at least once or twice with a young person.
Yeah, at least once or twice. We held a few focus groups for this. We held a great event in November at St. Joseph's College School here on Wellesley in Toronto. That was a group of grade 9 girls. It's an all-girls school. They loved it. We had really a good time with them, lots of fun. And then throughout the process as well, we had another group of, let's say, 5 or 6 students that consulted with us throughout. A lot of them are, you know, enjoying the game for its kind of fun aspect. Of course, that's what we want. But at the same time, they're coming away with a new vocabulary in terms of financial literacy. So at the end, we're, you know, if all they get from this is that they now understand what a credit rating is, what compound interest does, its benefits, its dangers, if that's what they get from this, then I think it's a success.
Why did you decide to include credit in the scope for this? Given that there's, you know, they're 7 to 10, they're not going to be getting credit anytime soon. Why seed that versus other going doubling down on other more core competencies that might be more relevant to their age group?
Small correction for you, Bruce. Yeah, it's grade 7 to 10.
Grade 7 to 10.
Yeah, not ages 7 to 10.
I apologize.
That's no problem. So when you look at grade 7 to 10, we really think that that's where students first start to have a personal relationship with money.
Right.
So in grade 7, you're probably getting an allowance, maybe looking at babysitting, paper routes. And then by grade 10, you're getting
no one
first
has a
job.
Paper route anymore, by the way.
I was about to correct myself on that one, Bruce.
Did you grow up
like,
in the 60s?
I had a paper route. I'm not that old, but I guess they're obsolete now. So maybe they're like monetizing their YouTube and Instagram feeds.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
something
in
like
grade
that.
7, by grade 10, you should have your first job.
Sarah, where does this fit for Meridian, and what is next for Meridian in this broader education mandate? Is there more to come?
Yes, certainly. So the last several years, we've been partnering with the National Financial Literacy Leader, Jane Rooney, and the
I've heard of her.
Financial
I know
Consumer
who that is.
Agency of Canada, really to really understand this issue and to make sure that we're developing solutions like this with key partners like the Learning Partnership, based on the data, with thorough focus groups, all of the above. So this solution is for grades 7 to 10. For grades 11 and 12, we've also been developing a comedy show touring to 400 high schools across Ontario.
I'm available.
Called Funny Money.
Oh, that's James Cunningham.
He's
amazing. He's better than I am.
Yeah. And you're welcome to come to those shows, Bruce.
But I have to buy a ticket. Listen, thank you very much for taking the time to come and talk to us about this. Sarah Ray from Meridian Credit Union and Ian Hartland from the Learning Partnership. The game is called Save the Camp, and you can download it at any place you get any other app you're interested in.